the thing about Chris Morales. He's always trying to stir it up.
Yeah.
He's always trying, like, I'm glad that Flea called in to Sliwa and Travis's show today. Good. I'm glad. I just had LZ Granderson on the show, you know, talking about an issue, but also promoting the afternoon. You know what they? You know what it is? I'm a team player. I'm a team. I like all the shows on the station. You should be listening
your reaction,
to all of them.
Your reaction sure sounds like that's really true.
You don't think it? You don't think that's true?
I'm just saying the way that you responded to the rejoin is kind of the opposite, right? Isn't it?
Oh, God, don't Rickroll me. Now that song is totally stuck in my head, by the way. Although I got another song I want to play for you, Momo.
Yeah.
So on this date in 1984, Carl Lewis won the first of his 9 gold medals in the 100 meters he won it here in Los Angeles in the 84 Olympics. Now, he's obviously best known as being one of the great elite sprinters mm-hmm. of all time. But he also had his issues with the national anthem. Do you recall this?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a little bit of Carl Lewis singing the national anthem.
All right, are we all ready? Here we go. Oh,
that's pretty good. That's all right.
Oh, say can you see and the rock is red flag.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
Yeah.
There you go. There's Carl Lewis. That was a disaster. Now, we always talk about how I've sung the I've sung the national anthem at Dodger Stadium, Angel Stadium, Los Angeles Kings. The
it's
Lakers
kind of amazing.
Have never let me sing the national anthem, but the Kings did. The Lakers are like, no, we're very serious about this. And I'm like, I'm serious about the national anthem.
How about a
last gleaming whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, uh-oh, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Nice.
O'er the land of the free.
Yeah!
And woo! The home of the brave.
Went for it at the end.
Yeah, you
Mace,
did.
You're kind of tone deaf. Not
what do you mean
lie.
I'm kind of tone deaf? You don't think that was a credible
notes,
anthem?
Those notes were way off at the end and in the middle and the beginning.
Oh, I disagree with you, Lynch.
Yeah,
you really
did fantastic, Mace. You did fantastic.
I thought I killed that. And by the way, I'm not a singer.
Killed something.
God, Lynch, you're so...
She's harsh.
She's tough. Oh, God, stop it.
You deserve enough. It when you brought up Rickrolling.
Yeah, I know. So I opened the door. So I want to tell you a story, and this is something I've never talked about on the air before, because it happened in Rancho Cucamonga. So Rancho Cucamonga, the Quakes, asked me to go out and sing the national anthem, and I was like, all right, yeah, I'll drive out to Rancho Cucamonga to meet the Cucamongans, as they like to be called. I love the Cucamongans.
Yeah.
So I went out, and I sang the national anthem, and I started out wrong. I started out too high.
Oh, boy.
The key is you have to go low. Oh.
Yeah.
You have to go, oh. If you go, oh, you're never going to hit the high note. So I started out wrong. And I said, I went, oh, say, can you, I'm sorry. And let me restart. And then I went ahead and sang the national anthem. Because otherwise, I was dead. I was going to be like Carl Lewis. I was going to be going, uh-oh, on the high notes. And I didn't want to go, uh-oh, on the high notes. So I restarted. And it was totally credible. It was totally fine. And everybody accepted that I restarted the national anthem. But it was embarrassing as hell.
Do we have audio? Do we have the audio?
No, we have no audio. Of the Cucamongans did not record that and did not prepare any audio. But tonight I will not be singing the national anthem. That's a relief to many at Dodger Stadium. But we're all, well, when I say we're all going to be there, me, Jorge, Laura from the afternoon show, and a guest, Roger Puyak, who won a Lie of the Day yesterday, and a guest, we will be in the right field pavilion for tonight's game. And you know what I dread the most about going to a Dodger game, Momo?
What's that?
Finding my car afterwards.
Yeah, me too.
I tell you, I have been so lost at Dodger Stadium before. And one night, I was at a game with David Singer, who was our old producer.
Yeah.
And Singer and I both, we could not find the car. And so you just walk around, you press the key button.
Yep.
Over
just
and over.
Aimlessly.
And you're praying that the lights light up. So do you have any – you've run into this too?
Oh, we had to call the cops once.
Did you really?
For sure, we thought our car had been stolen.
Yeah,
like, we called – we were down at the – this is one of my most vivid childhood memories of going to the Forum back when the Lakers played there. And I was there with my aunt and my dad. And we were just wandering around the parking lot in Inglewood after the game for hours. And we were like, it's not here. It's not here. And this is way before you could press the button to find it. And just, over and over and over. And finally, we called like the security there, and they drove us around in a golf cart, and we found it. And we really were convinced it was stolen. Then the other one was I went to the Marlins Park.
Yeah.
And this was just dumb. Okay. So it's hot and humid. I was covering a Dodger game there. Hot and humid after the game, because in Florida it never cools off at night. And I'm walking up and down the parking lot, up and down, just so many levels, and I'm hitting the rental car. I can't find anything. I was walking in the wrong parking garage.
Ah.
So dumb.
Yeah, that is dumb.
So dumb.
But I do stuff like that all the time. I'll tell you who was the worst. My dad was the worst, my late great dad. So my dad one time goes to the Fantasy Springs Casino out in the desert. And he loved to gamble. He loved playing the slot machines.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad comes out of the casino and doesn't see the car and looks around. He's like, oh, my God, the car's gone. He calls the police.
Yeah.
The police show up, and he says, my car has been stolen. And they say, are you sure it's not parked here somewhere else? And they put him on the golf cart, and they drove around, and sure enough, they found. But he called the cops and said, my car was stolen.
Stolen.
That's how
I guarantee you. So I have a trick. Okay.
Yeah.
The trick is, and I do this every time I fly now, because this has happened to me at LAX before. It's happened when I go to games. I take a picture of my car where I parked it with some kind of identifier. It's on my cell phone, because usually you come back from a trip, you kind of think you parked on level 4.
Right.
But that was like 3 days ago. I don't know. Was it 4E? Was it 3B? I don't know. So now I just take a picture every time I park. And I do that.
You know, you
can
drop
too.
A pin. You can drop a pin.
I do not know how to drop a pin.
Of course you
either.
Don't. Why would you know how to drop a pin?
And I don't think the pin is all that accurate either. Like, people have
yes,
done
it
that
is. It's accurate to like the foot.
I'm probably not doing it right.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever dropped a pin. I don't think I know how to drop a pin. But maybe I'll try to figure out, because I'm parking in the great big, probably
take
the lower lot tonight.
Can you find it? Can you take a picture?
Yeah, I dig a picture. Yeah, that's one way to do it, is take a picture.
Well, you know, I tried your method once when I was at Cedar Point, and this was when I was working at the radio station in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
big
we had like
park.
It's huge, and the parking lot is even bigger, and there's like probably a mile worth of parking. I'm not even joking.
Yep.
And I was in a hurry to get back to the station because I had to run the board for something, like the Indians post-game show or whatever. So I was walking through the parking lot for like 10 minutes hitting the clicker over and over again to the point where I killed the battery on it. So it stopped working. And so it wouldn't work anymore. And I had to call all my coworkers to help me find my car.
Well,
sad.
Cars aside, we will be there tonight in the right field pavilion. Max Scherzer is making his Dodgers debut, and it is the evil, hated, filthy, lying, cheating Houston Astros. They got booed last night. Unfortunately, we lost that game 3-0. But they got booed last night, and we will be booing again tonight. I want to hear from somebody who was at the game last night to describe the environment at Dodger Stadium. Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser did their best they could describing it, but they weren't in it. Like, were you in it? Were you in the crowd? And what was it like in there? And then, you know, there are five guys that were actually on the 2017 Astros, and I'll try to do this again. Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Alex Bregman, Yuri Gurriel, and Lance McCullers Jr., who threw last night. Do you boo, I don't know, do you boo somebody else on that roster?
Yordan Alvarez. Do you boo Alvarez?
There you go. Do you boo Yordan Alvarez? Or do you only boo the five guys who cheated? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some calls coming up. Plus, Momo, did a teacher ever steer you wrong?
I think so.
I know an example, and I will tell you coming up next. Yeah, going to be
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
In it tonight, in the right field pavilion, in a crowd of 53,000. 53,000 angry fans who believe that we were cheated out of the 2017 World Series, and I will never let it go, ever. I will never let that go, Momo. That is a mark that is permanent.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care how many World Series the Dodgers win. They still should have won in 2017.
So I'm curious, Momo, will you boo?
I think I will.
Okay, because you're a reporter,
I know,
right?
Yeah.
And you're a journalist.
Yep. I gotta take that side of it. Like tonight, I'm also a baseball person.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the game, and I don't like what they did. I don't like it.
What they did is so devastating. And you know, I was at every one of those games. I've been at all the World Series.
Me too.
Games
I went to all those games too. Yeah.
Were you at all the Houston games?
No, not the Houston ones. No, the LA ones.
Yeah. No, I went to Houston for that series. And by the way, stupid little ballpark, stupid little train that goes across tracks up in the rafters. I'm like, that is so stupid. Choo-choo after we hit a home run, little train. It's like a amusement park kind of thing. And boy, hitter's park too. Mm-hmm. Ball leaves there fast.
Oh, yeah. But
I'm going to boo. I'm going to boo loudly. I'm going to boo proudly. I'm absolutely going to be with the majority and really let them have it. And, you know, there are five guys that were still there. I mentioned this. The five guys that are still there from 2017. Do I boo? I don't know. Do I boo Yordan Alvarez as much as I boo Jose Altuve?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think I got a lot of spite for Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think it's those guys. And to me, it's Altuve and Correa. Those are the two guys that were the...
Oh, don't forget Gurriel.
Yeah,
remember
go Gurriel,
that,
yeah.
That slur against Yu Darvish with
the
eyes.
Yeah, he did the
eyes.
Eye thing. Yeah, no, yeah, that guy. Yeah, definitely Gurriel. Those three guys.
Those three guys. No Bregman? You're not going to go hard on Bregman?
I don't feel like he's been bad with it. Like, Correa, to me, has been the one who's never atoned for it, never apologized. If anything, he's been defensive and, you know, fired back, like, tried to justify it and has never, I don't know. I don't feel like he's sorry at all.
I don't think any of them are. I don't think any of them have shown any regret, any remorse. Nobody's actually copped to what was done. Nobody was punished except for Jeffrey Lunau, who sort of was the general manager, president of baseball operations, all that. A.J. Hinch got punished for a year, and now he's back managing. Alex Cora got punished for a year, and now he's back managing. You know, baseball, this is one of Rob Manfred's black eyes that he will never outrun. Yep. He will never outrun the fact that he did not punish those Houston Astros players from that 2017 roster.
I agree. And I think people in the game, too. I think that was like the beginning of the end of his credibility. I mean, ever since that, I feel like everything he does, we view it through those lenses.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is the worst commissioner in sports right now. I think the way he handled the gumming up of the baseball this year was terrible, handling it in the middle of the year and the way that they did. I think that there have been a lot of mistakes by Rob Manfred, and I don't think he gets how to market, how to sell the game in a meaningful way. Tony and Oxnard's on the line. Hey, Tony, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great, great. Were you there last night?
Yeah, listen, I had to bury my dad yesterday.
So Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you. My son and I, we got there right around the third inning after we finished up with the ceremonies and everything.
Wow.
And it was absolutely crazy. Like, we get to our seat. We sat loads by the left field foul pole.
Yep.
And I say, son, I got to go get a beer. So I get up, I go get a beer. They tell me no service, no mask, no service. I'm thinking, okay, great. So I go back to my seat. And I sit down, and somebody lobs one of those margaritas in a little plastic container from the reserve level and made it all the way to the field.
Whoa.
They were throwing trash cans onto the field, margaritas, baseballs. They were trying to throw foul balls back onto the field, and they were hitting the net, preventing the ball from getting back onto the field.
Right. So they were trying to throw it over the net and back onto the field?
Exactly, and it wasn't. They were hitting the net, so the ball wasn't actually making it back onto the field. It was just absolutely nuts.
Wow. Well, Tony, thank you very much for the phone, and very sorry to hear about your father too. Very sorry to hear about your dad.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks,
guys. Have a great day.
Yep. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll find out tonight, Momo, if it's too much, if it's out of control. I mean, if people are really throwing. I mean, I saw the one trash can. Get thrown onto the field. I didn't see a lot of other stuff, but again, we were getting the sanitized television version of what went on. If it really is completely bonkers out of control, that's probably not cool. If people are ganging up and starting fights with people wearing an Astros cap, that's not cool. If you're trying to throw the foul ball over the net back onto the field, not cool. You know, hopefully it's somewhat under control. Boo like crazy. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But be under control.
Yeah, we can boo all we want. We can boo, be loud. Let's be as loud as we can. Just be safe. Don't throw anything in the field. Be respectful for the players. Just let's boo the hell out of them. We can do that.
Yeah, like what Jorge said there. Jorge's got the right idea. Let's go to Tony in La Puente. Tony, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? What's up, Mace, Momo, Lindsay? Shout out to the homie Jorge.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, foo?
Yeah, last night, exactly like the last caller said, every foul ball even hit by the actual players, they threw it back.
Mm. So and, was it completely out of control?
Yeah, it was pretty out of control because there's a few Astros players, fans, and they were like egging us on and they were saying, let's go Astros. And people were booing. They were flipping the bird. It was all bad.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would not be the guy chanting. If I was you, if you're an Astros fan and you're listening, you know, wear your Astros hat, I guess. That's okay. But don't chant, let's go Astros, because that's going to definitely irritate some people. Thanks for the phone call, Tony. Yeah, I mean, there's a line.
Yeah.
It sounds like we may have crossed it to some degree last night. What do you think, Momo?
Sounds like it. I mean, I just think everybody ever since COVID is like, you know, the restrictions have been lifted. I just think everybody knows how to behave. Like,
you know, I think that's totally true. I think you hit a great point.
Right. I mean, like, you're on a plane and with all those stories, you have one of those every day of people just acting crazy at games and planes and public spaces and
restaurants.
Like, I think people have been inside too long. Then they get out in the world and they're like, I don't know what to do.
I told this story last week, but I was at a restaurant called the Cloverfield over on Airport. Big shout out. Great, great restaurant. And I watched a guy get up, walk to the kitchen, open that silver door and say, my wife is hungry for her food. I'm like, sit down, old man. Sit down. It's so out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people don't know how to handle I think we've forgotten politeness during the pandemic.
Yeah. Social cues social norms, patience, how to behave in a car. I mean, I'm curious what happens when you get to the park today and it's going to be like a ton of people driving in.
Yeah.
It's going to be really crowded. And it just feels like could be really, you know, people sitting in traffic and fighting their way through the traffic. I mean, I just think this could be really annoying.
Dodger Stadium traffic is the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. All right. Coming up next for you. Momo, did a teacher ever steer you wrong? I teased this before, but I'm going to do it next.
Yeah,
did a teacher ever give you bad advice? We got that coming up for you. An example of it, plus Game of Games. Momo, it's your game today, right?
Yeah.
20 minutes away from Game of Games, and Jorge is up 2-0 on the field so far in the month of August. He is on a roll using the world-famous swag system,
baby.
Scientific wild ass guesses.
That's right.
all right, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, what's going on? Dodgers-Astros tonight. Lakers continuing to follow. Maybe there's one more deal in them. We don't know at this point. Momo, do you think they got one more deal in them? One more player?
I do think so. I think Jared Dudley would be back, too. He'll be one of the last guys in the roster. He's sort of got a permanent spot. Maybe Wes Matthews again. They might bring him back. But we still have to see what they do with Schroeder.
Yeah, some moves. Schroeder is still the dangling piece. They could do a sign and trade with Schroeder.
They could bring him back.
They could bring him back for a lot less than $84 million at this point. Momo, I want to play something for you. Hit it, Jorge. On this date, Purple Rain in 1985 went to number one and stayed the album and stayed there for 24 weeks.
Half a year.
Half a year. Where were you when Purple Rain came out? You're younger
than
me.
What year was this? 1984.
1985.
You said? 85. I would have been 6 years old, so we would have just moved to the Valley, and I guarantee you, my mom was playing this. Because I definitely listened to this growing up. So probably driving around the West San Fernando Valley as a little six-year-old, probably going to T-ball or softball or something with my mom blasting this.
So I was in a different situation. I was actually working as a disc jockey.
Nice.
93Q WRQN. And so
hey, Mace, when you worked at, what's it called again?
93Q WRQN.
When you worked at WRQWN, whatever it is, did you do on this day, like, multiple times in that show, too?
No, I didn't. I did. Well, sometimes I did. Because it's a good starting point.
It's a good bit.
Conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
I just feel like we've done it, like, a lot today.
We've done it three times.
Yeah. It's
Hey, Mace, when you used to work at WWW,
93QWRQN?
Did you ever play this?
Sadly, yes.
I bet you did a lot.
Sadly, yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I wanted to say this about Purple Rain. Do you have the song When Doves Cry?
Oh, good song.
Let me look.
So I was a disc jockey, and I was doing nights. I was on 7 to midnight, so I did the top 9 at 9. And all these old top 40 features.
Yeah.
And one night, a record showed up. My program director gave me this record. It was a new Prince record, and I played it for the very first time on the air. And I think it is one of the most original, one of the best produced, one of the most incredible singles ever released. There's never been a song like this, ever. And I just remember, where he does that in the intro to the song. There it is.
So good. So good.
Honestly, I put that on and I thought, that is the greatest record I've ever heard. And it still, to this day, I think is one of the top five records of all time. Top five singles of all time. Unbelievable. Now, have you seen the movie lately?
What movie?
Purple Rain.
Oh, no, not lately. But like when it came out.
Purple Rain, to me, and Ireland will disagree with me, I don't think Purple Rain holds up very well. You know, it's a guy sort of in purple pajamas driving around on a motorcycle with the high handles. And now the music completely works. The music, all the, you know, the stuff with Morris Day and the Time, that totally works. Prince's performances totally work. But the riding around on the motorcycle in the purple pajamas does not hold up for me at all. But it's an unbelievable, if you've never seen Purple Rain, the movie, just for the performances alone, completely worth it. All right, I wanted to get to this story before we go. So the greatest performance by a Canadian swimmer of all time is by Penny Oleksiak. Penny Oleksiak, and she just achieved this. Won two. Lindsay, is it? She's the most decorated Olympian for Canada.
And that's correct.
Great Olympics.
She tweeted that she searched that.
Yes, and it came up her. So here's what she tweeted in addition to that. I just Googled Canada's most decorated Olympian. My name came up. I want to thank that teacher in high school who told me to stop swimming to focus on school because swimming wouldn't get me anywhere. This is what dreams are made of. Also, in reference to my last tweet, no shade at all towards teachers in general. My sister is a teacher, and I see her inspiring kids every day. Most of my teachers saw the vision and pushed me towards it. That one who constantly dragged me down, though, WOAT. What's WOAT?
Worst of all time.
Worst of all time. All right, so the teacher told her, don't waste your time swimming. Devote yourself to school. Very, very bad advice from that teacher. Momo, have you ever gotten really bad advice from a teacher?
Really bad advice from a teacher. Mine was, I guess, a professor. Yeah, a professor at Stanford. There was one time when I applied to do an internship at Sports Illustrated. It was after my junior year. And they had an application that was through your college. So you applied through Stanford Journalism Department or whatever it was. And they selected a couple of people that they were going to forward on as like their candidates. And I went to Stanford and I applied through the program. They didn't pick me. And the professor told me, he goes, well, you know, we just thought we had some other stronger candidates, but, and I said, you know, like in other words, I think it was because I was in sports, to be honest.
Right.
The ones I picked were news people. And he just said, you know, they you can apply on your own if you want, but most of the time they don't take people unless we confer the recommendation. And so, you know, he discouraged me from applying on my own. And I said, what do you know, old man? I'm just going to apply on my own. And I did, and I got it.
And you got it.
And it was like the greatest summer of my life. I was 21. I got a free housing at Columbia. I did an internship at SI for Women. And they paid me. It was a paid internship. What? Like, that was awesome. That stupid professor told me not to bother. Okay.
So this is a famous story in my family. When I was in kindergarten, I had a teacher named Mrs. Rose. I was living in Lakewood, Ohio, Lindsay. I lived in Lakewood, Ohio for a couple of years. And Mrs. Rose, I went to Lincoln Elementary School, and I was a kindergartner, so you went like half the day. So I went for like the morning of kindergarten. And when it came time for teacher-parent meetings, my mom got a note from this teacher, Mrs. Rose.
Okay.
It said, and I'm paraphrasing. But it did start, Steve is painfully shy and unable to hold a conversation. I recommend you see a child therapist.
Oh, wow.
And my mom was just devastated by it. I mean, I didn't know it. She showed me the report card years later. And by the way, that's paraphrasing. It's something like that. I do remember Steve is painfully shy. But that was the most wrong anybody has ever been about me, isn't it? Steve is painfully shy.
So bad. Why did she think that?
You know, my grandmother always told me that I didn't speak until I was about 4 years old. And then once I started talking, I never shut up.
Do you know who else did that? David Stern was like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's known as a guy who didn't speak till he was four. So there's something like, because I'll tell you this, when you have a kid, you start getting nervous around two. If they're not talking by two, you start going, is there something wrong with him? Is he okay? Like, oh, you know? And I remember seeing, it was about 18 months, and we were all like, come on, let's
start talking. And he, you know, we'd get like a mama or a dada here and there, but it was like, and I remember this girl, we used to go to the YMCA for classes. She said, "Don't worry, it'll just happen." Like, I was the same way. I was going to take him to see a speech therapist. And as soon as I started to even schedule it or research it, he started talking. I was like, okay. And that's
so
exactly what happened. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. He talks all the time. He's fine.
Yeah, I never
like
talked.
He was about two.
I was a very, you know what's weird? I was kind of a solitary kid.
Wow.
Like, I did puzzles, did
Whoa.
Praying books. I
didn't, what?
Yeah, I was very quiet and sort of solitary when I was a kid. And then I started reading the sports page out loud, and that's where I developed everything that I've done ever since. But yeah, I was a painfully shy kid, according
wow.
to Mrs. Rose at Lincoln Elementary in Lakewood, Ohio. All right, coming up next for you. Ready?
Oh,
ready?
Boy. Yeah.
It is Momo's game in
oh,
Game of
boy.
Games. You never know what you're gonna get with Momo. You never know. Jorge has won twice in August. I have yet to win. Lindsay yet to scratch. Ireland hasn't been here. He'll be back, we think, on Friday or Monday. We'll let you know about that. So a chance for me to get on the board, a chance for Lindsay to get on the board, or Jorge to add to his lead coming up next with Momo's Game of Games. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Alright, it is Game of Games time, and it is Momo's game today.
Yeah.
Momo, describe the game.
Okay, so I was inspired by the Astros and the Dodgers playing against the light and cheating Astros, and so I decided we are going to do a game called Name That Cheater. Okay, these are famous cheaters. They either cheated in sports and their relationships, and etc. Okay, so your name is your buzzer. I'm going to go. Your name is your buzzer. I'm going to start reading clues. And as soon as you know it, buzz in, or you can wait
okay.
till I finish reading the question.
Got
but
it.
There's no time. You can start. You can buzz in whenever you want. We got, how many questions did I do? I did nine questions.
Okay.
Okay.
So
right,
Mason,
ready?
Lindsay, and Jorge.
Mason, can you keep score?
Yeah, I'll keep score.
All right. Okay. So we start off fairly easy. You should be able to get this one.
Okay.
So get ready. Ready? Eight players from this team were accused
Mason.
Of conspiring with gamblers. Go.
Mason.
Yep.
It's the Chicago Black Sox.
There you go. Okay. Mason on the board. That's the easy one. Okay. This cheater has been caught on multiple occasions, but the first time was the ickiest, with his reality
Lindsay.
Show wife pregnant. Go for it.
Oh, never mind. I don't know.
With his reality show wife pregnant with their first child, TMZ posted footage that showed this NBA player hooking up with two women
Mason.
At a hookah lounge. Yep. Go ahead.
Tristan Thompson?
That's it.
Yeah.
I knew it after you said that.
Perhaps you should have seen it coming. All right. Okay. This cheater inspired one of his wife's best albums. The lyrics to one of the songs goes, "He better call Becky with the good hair."
Okay.
Leading to an Instagram. Yep. Go ahead.
The cheater is Jay-Z.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. This is a good game so far, right?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
So far. Okay. All right. Okay. This actor has been the cheater and the guy someone cheated with. When he was the cheater, he infamously took the family nanny to a charity poker tournament in Las Vegas in June of 2015 after leaving a family vacation. He insisted that nothing romantic
Lindsay.
Had happened between the two of them. Go ahead.
Is it Jude Law?
That is not correct.
Mason.
He insisted that... Mason, go ahead.
Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
You are incorrect. Jorge, you might as well let me finish now.
Yeah, go ahead.
He insisted that nothing romantic had happened between them, though it was rumored he had been dating the 28-year-old for some time. Just days later, it was announced that he was getting a divorce. When he was the cheatee, he fell head over heels with this married woman on the set of the 2003 movie Geely.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
The two...
Yeah.
There you go.
Jorge, hey, two. You know. Mason, two. Lindsay, nothing.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Yeah. This cheater was making $260,000 a year when he quit his job in 2007 amid accusations that he provided winning picks to gamblers in NBA games that he was refereeing.
Mason.
Lindsay.
Go ahead. Mason's first.
Tim Donaghy.
Tim Donaghy is the right answer. Okay. Mace, that is three for you?
Three for me, two for Jorge. Lindsay yet to scratch.
Okay. This cheater was engaged to a famous actress when he was caught fooling around with the nanny in 2005.
Mason.
They went through. Go ahead.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is not correct.
Ah, I know. I know Arnold. There's Schwarzenegger and a nanny somewhere.
There's a lot of nannies. I did some research on it. A lot of nannies. They went through the They went through with their wedding and were happily married for several years. When she. Go ahead.
Jude Law.
Yeah, you got it. When she turned the tables on him and cheated with her James Bond actor co-star Daniel Craig. Okay. Okay, now we're going to number seven. Okay, three left. What's our score? Jorge?
Three, zero.
Oh, Lindsay, you gotta run the table here, okay? This one's going to be hard. We have to go all the way back to 44 BC for this cheater, who was known for being a beautiful, confident, and wise queen of Egypt. She was involved with a tragic love
affair. Mason, okay.
Go ahead. Mason, I heard first.
Cleopatra.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, two more. Okay, Lindsay, you're out of it. Do you still want to be able to answer or no?
Should I be?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
you can
play.
You can spoil it, yeah.
Okay.
She can spoil.
Should I do the hardest one? Okay, we'll do the hardest one next, okay?
Okay.
In 1980, this cheater was declared the winner of the Boston Marathon with a time of two hours. Go ahead.
Rosie Ruiz.
Mace, that was good.
That was a tough pull.
That was tough. That was hard. Okay. All right. What's our score? So last question.
Mason 5, Jorge 3, Lindsay nothing. I think it's just for fun, last one.
Okay. All right. This cheater was something of a truth teller, too. In his classic 2005
Mason.
Book, Juice. Go ahead.
That's Jose Canseco.
You got it. Oh, man. Ah. You are down with the cheaters.
I know. I know cheaters.
Mason knows his cheaters.
I know my cheaters.
Yeah. Maybe I should have done like 20 questions.
No, that was just the right number. Yeah, Momo, yeah, I would say A-plus game.
Yeah?
A-plus game for Momo.
I was inspired. I was inspired by the cheaters.
All right, so we're winding down here. It is time for Lie of the Day. Have any of you sniffed out the Lie of the Day?
I have a few things written down, but I feel like I should go last since I went first yesterday.
Okay. Your interview with Buzz Aldrin. Is
nope,
not real.
Did what? Interview ah, Buzz Aldrin, man. Yeah, on the old Tom Snyder show. Momo, you weren't really paying attention to know.
No, there was something you said, and I thought about it at the time, and I go, that's a lie.
It was definitely something I said, you're correct.
Yeah, no, and I was like, oh, that's the lie, now I can't remember what it was.
All right, I have two guesses.
Go ahead. The first one is
you singing the national anthem at the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and messing up and having to start over.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Ding, ding. That's the lie. Are you kidding me? You really think I would screw up the national anthem?
Oh, me? Wow.
That is my song.
Wow.
Sang it perfectly at Rancho Cucamonga,
really?
Just like I did everywhere else, despite what Lindsay says.
Dang. You made a whole bit out of that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. That's
bit.
The whole thing.
Yep, it's all about you and Carl Lewis. And
that's the trickery of Lie of the Day. All right, so tonight.
That's pretty good.
Oh, God, stop. God. All right, yeah. Just making sure that's stuck in my head for the night. All right, so tonight, here we go. Me, Jorge, Laura, guy named Roger Puyak, who is and a winner and a guest, are going to be in the right field pavilion. Tonight for Dodgers Astros, Momo, you're going to be in the neighborhood, right? So you're going to stop over.
I'm literally down the right field line. That's where our seats were. So I'm going to come by.
We're in the right field pavilion. Jorge, what jersey are you wearing?
Urias.
My Urias.
Urias. Julio Urias jersey. Yeah.
And how about Laura? Who's
Laura's
here
in the studio.
I can't hear you guys, but I'm wearing Urias too, and I got your Mookie Betts jersey.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. I also buy a jersey. Mookie. Off your Mookie, they call him. Off your Mookie.
The Mookie monster.
Yeah, we're not getting A Mookie this year. We're getting B Mookie this year.
I'm getting hurt Mookie this year.
Yeah. I hope he comes around. I hope he comes around.
Just needs to take a couple weeks off.
It'll be fun tonight. I'm excited to get out to the park. I'm excited to sit with the real people, with the real fans out in the right field pavilion. Going to have a blast out there. Jorge, as I promised, the
Michelada
is on
you.
Me.
And two Dodger dogs for me.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. You're still on the Dodger dogs?
Oh, of course.
It's just a hot dog.
I'm going to get one Dodger dog, and then I'm also going to go to the Kings Hawaiian
Hawaiian place out there.
I'm getting the helmet full of nachos with carne asada.
Oh.
That's so my jam right there.
The Sunday? You getting the Sunday?
That's a good one, Mace.
You getting the Sunday?
Yeah, then the Sunday, absolutely.
I love Laura just like yelling from the studio.
All rules are out the window tonight because it's Dodgers, Astros, and Dodger Stadium. Max Scherzer making his debut. We will have a complete report about what it was like at Dodger Stadium tonight, tomorrow on Mason in Ireland, 12:55 sharp. Coming up next for you is SLK. They are all live at Rams camp down in Irvine. So stick with us for insight into what's going on with the Rams. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
You better not leave early.